It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May Show is here with topics you like. Out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
Thank you so much for joining me today on the Amber May Show. I am excited to have my special guest, Lena Hubbard. She is a wonderful lady. I love her. We go to church together. I got to talk to her and had her come on the program. She was a celebrity in her country when she was younger, and so I wanted to talk to her about her life as a celebrity and then how did she find God? I mean, what changed in her life? So we're going to hear her story. It's a fascinating story, and I can't wait to introduce you to her. But if you would like to get in touch with me, all you have to do is go to my website, ambermayshow.com, and you can email me there, or you can write me at P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona, 85385. That's P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona, 85385. I am always looking for partners to join me and partner beside me to grow the radio program. And now, thanks to my wonderful church, you can now get a tax deduction. So to find out all that information, visit my website, ambermayshow.com, and visit the donation page. Well, with no further ado, I'd like to introduce my friend Lena Hubbard to the program. Welcome to the Amber May Show.
Thank you, Amber.
Was it hard to make friends then?
But I moved because I couldn't stand it. It was too hard to be so famous in a small town. And that happened to me. And then
So you went to high school in Stockholm?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I finished that. Never went to college. I mean, I did that much, much later. I never finished college. I mean, it wasn't even on my brain.
Why would you? You're making good money. Yeah. You're doing something you love.
Right.
I wouldn't think about
it. Nobody thought about it.
No.
Yeah, everybody was in music. I mean, we didn't care about that.
Exactly.
So that was, yeah. But then, you know, because everything was so hectic, and I toured every year. I toured for about 10 years. So already when I was 19, 20, I started to feel burned out almost.
Really?
Know? Oh, yeah. And I mean, I was, in my soul and everything, kind of broken. I mean, I wasn't the same person, you know. I mean, I don't remember having any problems when I was younger, you know what I mean? I had friends, we had fun, but all of a sudden, being famous puts you in such a different place. I mean, I remember just feeling that they never let me see anything. Because, you know, as soon as you walk in the room, they see you.
Ah.
And that's a very special, I mean, I just longed for to go someplace where I could see something.
Yeah.
You know, see people. And I'm still like that. I think I like to just watch or sit somewhere and just see people, you know, because I couldn't.
You were on tour, you were either in a bus or in a room preparing for your concert, right?
Absolutely.
So there was no going around sightseeing when you were going?
No, we didn't do that. And, you know, many times you were in the bus, or actually we had Dodge Chevrolet with airplane seats.
Oh, wow.
kind of small in a way, you know, but I remember how people were just crowding around and pushing their faces to the glass, and I mean, you felt like a monkey, you know. It was
I could see that.
Yeah, it was really, really, really.
That would be scary, I would think.
Yeah, it wasn't. I mean, it was special, but I think it formed me in not a good way, because I remember I had I just didn't trust people. You know, because you got to see those kind of sides of people that was just weird.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how people can act.
Now, did the party scene come into play as a celebrity? Did you do a lot of partying? A
lot of drinking, I would say, yeah. There were a lot of parties, the record company, and not so much on tour. There was. Yeah, I shouldn't say it wasn't, but we weren't drinking like, you know, being drunk on stage or something like that.
Right.
No. But there were always parties. I think I was protected pretty much from drugs. I mean, there was smoking and those kind of things, but never any heavy drugs or anything. I think God actually protected me from that.
That's great.
Yeah, because I remember times, you know, just a few years before I got saved. At one particular time, I remember some people were going to go to a party, and a friend of mine, he said, I don't think this is for you, Lena, he said. So I didn't go. And I don't know if God showed me, but I think they did some acid and all kinds of stuff there. And he just, nope, you shouldn't go.
That's wonderful.
You know how you can, I think God does that, you know.
I think he does
too.
Yeah.
So when I was in my 20s, was very much of a seeking period for me. And I didn't even think to begin with that I needed God. I didn't understand that, you know. So I was seeking. I did meditation, the TM meditation, and I just tried to find some peace for myself, you know. I didn't understand what I was looking for. I was even into Scientology for a while, and there was something there that wasn't right. I could just tell, you know, they were contradicting themselves in many ways. I know sometimes I was asking them questions and they were like, you know, because I just penetrated their whole thing that they had built up. I just knew this is not right. So I got saved in 1985, and about 4 years before that, one day at home, I just remember all of a sudden it just, I just got this thought, the Bible. I was just like, the Bible? And then I started to look in my bookshelf, and I had my Bible. I had my New Testament from when I did my confirmation. And I hadn't really read it for, you know, the last 10 years or so, you know. So I just took it out and started to read, and I mean, little by little, God just drew me closer and closer to Jesus. I mean, and I didn't understand that either, but I just knew, because I felt like I was full of darkness, that, you know, light came into me. I mean, that's how I can describe it, you know.
One other person described it that way that I know.
Yeah. And I mean, like, here's somebody that understands me. That's how I felt. You know, I read and it's like, wow, I'm not alone. I mean, there was just something that, you know, I just knew that there was something there that I want, that I needed, that I wanted. And I mean, there's so many details about what God did. But, and I mean, he started to send Christians my way. And there were moments when I was just crying out to God. You know, I was, you know, I had anxiety. I had a lot of panic attacks and those kind of things. And fear of death. I mean, I would even go to the emergency room because I was so afraid of, I didn't want to go to sleep. I thought I was going to die.
Really?
Yeah.
So, do you know why you were afraid of death?
I mean, I'm thinking, I don't know if it was a combination of the meditation stuff. I mean, that's actually spiritual realities that you play with, you know? And also the smoking. I mean, I was with friends that smoked weed and, you know, what do you call the other stuff?
Hashish?
Yeah. I mean, that. So, I mean, the combination of those things. And even, I mean, God was searching me out, you know, at the same time. So, I mean, it was a combination of all those things that I made me turn to God. Mm-hmm. I knew I needed help, you know. So,
So you would say you felt really empty, maybe?
I'm sure you've experienced this, but you think a certain way and then you find that in the Bible.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like, you know, the joy. I mean, I was joyful, I think, when I was younger, but I just felt like I felt like I was dying inside, and I was not even 30, you know. So I felt like, and there was a lot of those things. I think God gave me revelations because I was seeking him.
Probably,
even without
yeah.
the Bible. I mean, it was both. And I also read a lot of other weird
Eastern stuff at the same time. You seek, you will find.
Yeah.
So if you're on this journey of seeking, even if I think you're reading things that aren't the Bible, but you're on this path to find the truth,
right.
He's definitely going to meet
you. Absolutely. I mean, I even read, You know who Bhagwan is?
Mm-mm.
He was like a guru. He was hanging out in California, and there was a lot of people in Sweden was involved in it. A friend of mine, mm-hmm. another artist on the same record company, was totally sucked into that. I mean,
ooh.
He even changed his name, and I mean, I saw that. That was not good.
It's like the Beatles, how they got sucked into
that. Absolutely. But I mean, I read Bhagwan and was out in the... There's a big... kind of like a Hyde Park sort of a place in Sweden, where in Stockholm, where a big park where people can you can bicycle walk, and so I was out there a lot, you know, talking to God, or actually not talking to God to begin with, but I read Bhagwan and all of a sudden it dawned on me, because he talks about God, and I'm like, God? So I mean, God used him, who's completely wrong, you know. And I never got into it, but through that book, it dawned on me that, oh, maybe it's God I'm looking for. You know, I had never thought about that. So, yes, and that was before the Bible.
That's wonderful, yeah, though, yeah. that God used that, yeah. and I'm glad you didn't get
yeah.
stuck into
no.
that cult, because who knows where you would be today.
I know. And tragically, the friend I'm talking about took his life later. I mean, he got sick. And I don't
mean,
know.
We hear about the Beatles and how that their mysticism
yeah.
led them to
Absolutely.
Where they were. So it was
yeah.
destructive.
Absolutely.
That whole time was...
Absolutely.
And all that belief is destructive.
Yeah.
Now, you said something that really dawned on me, and I never thought about it before, because my testimony was I was raised in church my whole life, and I got saved at 6 years old.
Right.
So I didn't have that growing up experience without God. Thank
yeah.
God. I'm
yeah.
glad.
Yeah.
So I don't have the same testimony as someone like yourself.
Right.
And you said you were dying inside.
Yeah.
And it just dawned on me that there are so many people in this world without Christ, and it's true.
Yeah.
Without God, you're dying inside.
Because yeah.
death is apart from God.
Yeah.
Being apart from God
yeah.
is the definition of,
right.
of
right.
death.
And sin.
So...
Yeah.
Here you are, totally feeling it
yeah.
naturally, that
yeah.
death.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that whoever listens today will realize if they don't have a relationship with God, that's exactly what they're
right.
they're experiencing, whether
right.
they know it or not.
Yeah.
And I'd want to encourage
yeah.
them to start seeking
yeah.
because they're going to find
yeah.
their answer.
Yeah. And I mean, many times, or most of the time, people seek in the wrong places. You
right.
know? I mean, it's alcohol, I mean, you can be addicted
food,
to anything.
Yeah,
yeah
it could
anything.
Be anything.
Yeah. And I mean, yeah, absolutely.
That's true. So
yeah.
you used to pray.
Yeah.
And you were seeking this time at the park in Stockholm.
Yeah.
Then what
yeah.
happened?
Well, God started to send Christians my way. I mean, there's just so many. It's like a puzzle, you know, with God. There's so many different things. I mean, one thing was I actually... had a boyfriend, sort of, that was saved a year before I got saved. And I mean, he didn't live right, because he was with me, and he shouldn't have been with me, but he was the one that kind of told me to get rid of those other books, because I did read the Bible, and that was one of the first things I said when I met him, I read the Bible. <You know? laughs> So he was kind of like, oh, are you... But then I read some other, you know, Eastern stuff as well. I mixed it there for a while before I realized it was wrong. But...
Have you ever had a project that needed to be done, such as landscaping, but you didn't know who you could trust to give you a fair price and honest work? Thanks to AngiesList.com, you can find reviews for various businesses to help you find the right person to hire when you need them. Use promo code AMBER and you save 25% off your membership at AngiesList.com. Now you can have the peace of mind when trying to find a pediatrician or a landscaper, all thanks to AngiesList.com. And remember, use promo code AMBER for 25% off your membership.